The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, staying with music, in March we saw the worst sales for albums in over 60 years, but it has picked up slightly since. Musicians are doing everything they can to break in sales, including special parcels for fans with vinyl, CD and even tape copies for their albums. Did we ever think we could see the return of the tape? Well, Liam Garrity has been checking it out.
Bear with me one second, I have a great track on this tape to start off the piece if I can find it. Simon Young. One second. No.
It was like something you would expect to see in a porno movie.
This has to be it.
Yes.
With almost every song ever recorded available on streaming, it may be surprising to hear that physical formats are doing better than ever, regardless of record scratches. Or CD skips.
What they're trying to do at the moment, musicians, to maximise sales and income, is to cut out the middleman.
Hot Press journalist Stuart Clark.
And it's quite easy these days to get small batches of vinyl and cassettes. They've made a real comeback. And of course, old-fashioned CDs. The income from touring has obviously dried up completely. People have to monetize what they do, and they're going direct to the fan.
My first piece of music that I owned, I won in a raffle when I was maybe like 7 or 8 years old.
Elaine Burke is editor at Silicon Republic.
And it was an EP of Prey by Take That. And I was a bit like, what do I do with this? But we did actually have a home record player. I just didn't know. I thought it was something we just put cups on at the time. All I do each night is pray.
Last year, the compact cassette made a comeback with sales at their highest levels for more than a decade.
If you want high performance from your tape deck, get the high performance tape.
Like the highest in a couple of decades was nearing about 75,000. So, I mean, for cassettes to have high sales, it wouldn't take huge numbers because they wouldn't be selling a lot right now. But it does show that there is like a contingent of people who enjoy these things.
My name is Emma Langford. I'm a singer-songwriter from Limerick.
Till your eyes find me, I'm strong as my bones. Till then, here I stand, I am strong as my bones.
Emma says she saw other musicians releasing stuff on cassette.
All of these people are about 12 years old. Like, the cassette didn't exist for them ever. What is going on?
She was sceptical at first.
Oh, this is just another kind of quirky hipster thing that, like, you know, young musician, and like, fair play to them, but not for me.
But she eventually warmed to the idea.
You're not really paying for the cassette to play it. You're paying for a beautiful piece of artwork that it comes with a digital download that you can bring up on your laptop or your phone or whatever. But you're just buying a little piece of art from the artist, something they've put their kind of heart and soul into. And if you have a tape player, you can also play the tape, but most people don't.
Emma recently released her EP Sewing Acorns on cassette. Every purchase came with a pencil.
So basically what would happen with a cassette often, if you're overplaying it or if you let your younger sister at it or something, is the ribbon inside it that plays the music would get unraveled. You have to get a pencil with flat surface on it, and like a HB pencil, and wind it back that way. The effort I went to, I don't regret it, but I do. The effort I went to find a company that will customize this specific kind of pencil you need to do that. It cost me more than I made. Like, it was so stupid, but I was just so caught up in this idea, and I really wanted to do something like that made people smile when the cassette arrived, when they were like, oh, I wasn't sure about this, but now I love it, kind of thing.
Till your eyes find me, I'm strong as my bones. Till then, only then, I am strong as my bones.
Unless you're going to be Taylor Swift or somebody with a huge amount of sales, you're not going to make the money back.
Michael Scott is a theatre director and composer.
Spotify and these things become shop windows rather than ways of monetizing your product. And that is depressing for art and for music, because in the long run, you're sort of not really earning. In fact, that's why touring has now, for bands, become the way of actually really earning money, because it's the only place they're actually getting cash.
I was talking to a band from Wexford, Foot Squeaker. They're a rock band, very good.
Stuart Clark again.
And they've worked out that for them, one physical sale on Bandcamp is worth 25,000 Spotify plays to them. So the maths kind of does itself. I must admit, I've said all this, and I buy a lot of music and a lot of merch. For sheer ease, I do like Spotify. Spotify is part of a balanced diet. If it's all you've got, then you're in trouble.
Back in Limerick, Emma Langford says it's the tactile nature of these formats that's attractive.
I think it's quite nice to have something in your hand that gives you a visual representation of the artist. And for me, like, what I love about supporting independent musicians is that they're doing all their own signing and posting themselves. So you know that the artist literally held this in their hand and sent it to you themselves. And like, the effort and the process and the ritual of that is something that's really special. Till then, only-